possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
BJ and Jamie.
I'll tell him again, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Spadil, don't send this one over either, okay?
Okay, okay.
Don't send this over to the Colorado Lottery.
No problem.
All right, thank you.
$12!
We had 110 tickets we bought.
We spent $330. We got $12.
Office pool. We had an office pool going here. I was banking on this money. Man, this was retirement. This was everything. It was $646 million or something like that last night. Big Powerball drawing, all hyped up for it. I put my $10 in. And with a smile on my face, I even paid for Jamie's.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
And
you know what
he said?
He said, you don't even have to pay me back, is what he said.
No, I never said that.
I remember saying, don't even worry, but I got you on this one.
I never said that. I never said that.
You did, actually.
No, I did not.
You know what? And Spadil, you were kind of bummed that you didn't get in on it. You should be very happy.
Yeah, I know. I saved $10.
You did save $10.
Oh, shut up.
I can get in on the next one.
Just shut up. People to say that I hate. All right, the next one, $700 million.
Yeah.
We're going to be in again. We're going to be in for 110 tickets. And by golly, if we don't beat $12 on the next one, I'm going to be furious. So I'm going to be furious.
You're drawing Saturday, right?
Saturday.
Yeah. Saturday. Oh, wait. Look, it's Saturday in 61 hours, 8 minutes, and 18 seconds.
Oh, they got a countdown.
Yeah.
Man.
$700 million. Man, that would be nice. I actually thought about, I don't do what you do, BJ, because you obsess about it a little bit.
Oh, I spend already.
Yeah.
That's how far ahead of the curve I am. I'm already on Amazon ordering crap, man.
But yesterday, like my stupid refrigerator, whatever, it has an issue. Anyway, and I was like, man, it'd just be so nice to win the lottery and get a brand new house with all brand new stuff.
And if something goes wrong, you don't even sweat it. You're like, oh, fridge?
Funny,
okay.
I'll just get another house.
Funny you should say that. Funny you should say that because I thought the same thing yesterday.
Really?
Here's what I thought, too. Okay. And you're saying what I'm saying, okay? Or I'm saying what you're saying, actually. I'm sitting there thinking, I'm on the couch, you know, thinking about this Powerball because a text went back and forth about the Powerball tickets.
Right.
He sent us the actual picture of the tickets. And I'm thinking to myself, if I won this Powerball, first of all, it's after taxes and everything. You take out the sum. You're at 260. So I'm already doing the math. It's $17.3 million each in our office pool. That's how deep I am I'm into this, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, I think what I'd do is just walk from the house I'm in. Everything in it.
Yeah, as is.
Just walk as is. No, I can come back to it. I don't have to sell it.
Yeah.
I mean, just throw a lock on the door.
Oh, but make it your storage unit.
I really do. I think I would just walk, and everything in the house, the new house, would be brand spanking new.
Yeah, that's how we do it. Wow, we did have the same thought.
We did.
Yeah, yeah.
We did.
Because I was looking at my house like, oh, I got to remodel that, and I got to remodel this. I gotta, oh, my God, it's like a teardown.
Yeah, let's just start over.
I wouldn't even take anything in the house, no TV, nothing. I'd just buy everything brand new, man,
because
in the
could.
Box. Have yeah. somebody set it up for me and everything, right?
Yeah.
I'd even leave the vehicles behind. Yeah, just go get me like a big old Hummer or something.
So you guys are just getting in one of the cars, whichever one you decide, and you're just driving yeah. to a new house.
Yeah, that's my motto. Win the lottery, get a Hummer.
Nice.
My new bumper sticker.
Oh my God.
Right.
No,
right.
Can I tell you something? I had a billboard up in LA that said, win a Hummer this summer from Jamie. It was really embarrassing.
I can see how that would go wrong.
Yeah. It didn't feel right.
Speaking of money, you want a feel-good story?
Yeah.
I got one for you. All right, got one for you. You know, I love these stories where these pro athletes sign these contracts and they come from poverty. I mean, just absolutely grew up with nothing, right. Okay? And then they hit it.
Well, if you've seen some of the Netflix documentaries, I forgot the one that I saw. It's like, it's really sad.
I'm talking But I'm talking about the ones that the first thing they do is they pay off mom's house
right.
or
yeah.
buy mom a house. They go back and they take care of their family, man, and they pump their money. And you don't see them showcasing their stuff. They go back and take care of the people that brought them through the process to get to the pros. Well, there was a guy that plays for the Chicago Bears yesterday. His video went viral. He has been playing football. He came from nothing. His dad's never had a dime. I mean, it broke as a joke. And he's been playing. He got a $25,000 signing bonus. That's nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's been playing for the past 2 years for $600,000 a year. That's not much. Not much when it comes to pro. He signed yesterday for $10 million.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and he's going to give most of the money back to his family.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, I think that...
Oh, by the way, he really breaks down at the press conference.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. Okay. He's so grateful to the NFL and the Chicago Bears.
Is he the one that I heard him call his parents?
No,
he didn't call.
No, different.
Okay, because there's another kid. He did the same thing.
Don't take away from my story.
I'm sorry, but I thought it was him.
This guy did not call his parents. He just cried on the podium. And I don't need you to throw in some sidebar about some kid that called his parents.
I thought it was the kid that called his parents.
Here he is.
Yeah, I think that, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but, you know, my dad is my, he's my right-hand man, and he didn't even have running water until he was in high school. So there's definitely a lot of things that, and people that I could that I think I could certainly help with this gift I've been blessed with, but yeah, just little things like that. Like, you know, I don't really know anybody back at home with any money, so yeah, it feels good. I mean, it's certainly a weight off my shoulders and my family's shoulders, and yeah, it definitely means a lot.
He lost it. What a great story, huh?
That's amazing.
Yeah. That's. I'm pulling for this dude. I might become a Chicago Bears fan.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Did he call his family?
We'll try to find that story, Jamie.
Okay.
We'll try our best.
Sweet.
Thank you.
Super sweet.
BJ and Jamie.
And I got to tell you, the East Coast, they are so lucky. They dodged a bullet with this storm.
That would have been a huge one.
Aaron is huge.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
This hurricane out there in the Atlantic Ocean causing major problems up and down the coast. By the way, if you're flying that way today, you better check your airlines because some planes aren't landing, especially near the New York area this morning.
Just the surge from this sucker that's way out in the ocean is causing houses to collapse.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, this is a storm that would be for the ages if it had hit land, which
sure.
It hasn't, but it's causing big problems.
Huge
on the
problems.
East Coast. I mentioned this to you off the air, the Titanic thing.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Is that worth mentioning?
Well, yeah.
There's a story this morning, and it's everywhere. I just don't understand. Here's what I don't understand. How it's being kept such a secret, okay? All right, here's the headline. Well-known billionaire is planning a secret trip to the Titanic wreckage, much like that Ocean Gate. He's going to do it within 2 weeks. It's already set to go. He's got the vehicles he's going in. Everything is set to go. It's going to happen within 2 weeks. Now, we all know what happened with Ocean Gate.
Yeah, 5 people exploded.
Exploded.
Yeah.
I mean, blew up underwater. I mean, they barely found pieces to that thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's going to go. Now, the speculation is it could be Elon, could be Bezos, could be some guy named Larry Connor or Larry Elder or somebody like that. The names are floating around, but how do you keep that a secret?
That you're going on the Titanic thing?
Yeah.
Submarine?
If you're a billionaire and you're building this, you know, this submarine, and you've got all this, because it takes a lot of people to do this, yeah. Okay? You would think it would leak out. So I don't know if I believe it or not.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't believe you have $1 billion and you're going to take your life.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know why you'd want to do that.
Right?
After what happened.
Yeah. It's called the mystery billionaire.
Some people, Jamie, yep. They have the need for speed. Well, adventure, I guess. That was a movie line, right?
Yeah.
Need for speed.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean. You
I
know
do.
What I mean.
Yeah.
Just some people, man, they have a lot of money, and it takes something like this to really, you know, float their boat, I guess.
It says, the source said that they didn't want to spoil the mystery billionaire's surprise, saying he wants to make the announcement that he's the first person to go to the Titanic since the tragedy. So he will be making an announcement.
Yeah.
So
does it say when?
Nope, it doesn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he's claimed this thing's going to happen within 2 weeks. So he's got to make an announcement soon.
Right.
This Titanic is over 2 miles under. Underwater. I don't know, man.
I wouldn't do it.
I don't know. I wouldn't sign up for it.
Well, not only that, but, like, what are you going to see? Like, it's just a sunk ship that has a bunch of, like, you know, whatever growing all over it.
You're a billionaire, and I wouldn't do it if I'm a billionaire. I'm broke. And I would do it.
Exactly.
You could pay me $1 billion to go do it, and I still wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't. Yes, you would.
No,
$1 billion?
For a billion?
No, oh, I think I'd take that chance.
No, I would not.
Really?
No.
You're the one that would
the
sleep
only
with
way.
Like, no, you're the one that said you would sleep with like a woman that's 102 for $1 million.
Trust fund.
That's a lot safer than the submarine. Are you kidding me? That's 5 minutes. I mean, the submarine, that's hours.
Is it even 5 minutes?
2 minutes.
Well, I mean.
Minute and a half.
I meant with your situation.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. I'm agreeing with you, Jamie. Hell yeah, for $1 billion, 102, yeah, no problem. Submarine, not a chance. Here's the way I'd do it, okay? Here's the way I'd do it. If he offered me $1 billion, hey, Beach, come along.
Yeah,
I'll cut off a chunk of change for you, like $250 million, let's say, okay,
right.
Quarter of $1 billion. I'd go if it was guaranteed to my family.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay,
that's nice.
If it were guaranteed, because there's a chance I can make it.
Yeah,
and I still reap the benefits of the $250 million, but my family at least gets it. Now, if it's a case
now,
of where
are you creating a situation where they're kind of hoping it explodes, so you don't take any of their $250 million?
Yeah,
that's a good point. I wouldn't tell the family.
Right. Okay.
I wouldn't tell the family. Yeah. All right. First of all, that's a good move.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd get you to write up my contract. Okay. Yeah. You don't want to tell the family because my wife would pull the friggin' plug in a heartbeat.
Right. Yeah. She'd make a little air hole.
I'm gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gone. All right. So I would do it for $250 million. Uh-huh. And if it went to the family, if I didn't make it, but, you know, this guy's pretty confident. I mean, he's a billionaire. So were the last people that tried
it.
They were pretty confident too.
And
they had that ocean
gate.
They were wealthy. They had that thing had been in the works for like 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
They had tested this thing under extreme pressure, and it passed with flying colors. And then boom, blew up.
You know, if I was this new billionaire, I wouldn't use the same company.
Oh, no.
I'd probably go.
He's
no.
not.
Yeah. I'd go with the different.
No, OceanGate, absolutely.
I think OceanGate's done. I think that's the only thing they were.
Sure.
They were
yeah.
that
yeah.
expedition, okay. and the, yeah. then the company dissolved, right?
I'm just saying. Because
that CEO, I mean, he was egotistical.
I wouldn't go with that company.
No, I wouldn't
company.
Go.
Yeah,
no, I'd order something off Amazon.
Right?
Get good products there. That's where I get my sub.
Oh, my God. Right? Yeah. Haven't we seen enough of the Titanic, really? I mean, haven't they set cameras down there? I feel like we've seen it and stuff.
They've had cameras. One submersible, I think it was an Ocean Gate, actually went down and did it successfully.
Like, this isn't like one of my desires in life. It's not on a bucket list.
I'd beg to differ.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Anytime, even that stupid movie In the Door, anytime I see anything with a Titanic on TV, I stop and watch it. I'm mesmerized by that damn boat. I don't know why, but I am. And I think going down there and seeing it for real, in life, real life, I think that would be pretty cool.
It's not on my bucket list.
Yeah, I would like, I don't want the danger part of it, but
yeah.
I sure would like to see it.
Yeah.
I went to the exhibition
yeah.
that came through town. I went to that. A big chunk of steel, but I mean, it was pretty cool.
I've been on Queen Mary.
Yeah. So have I. I've been on the Queen.
It's not that impressive. It's whatever. It's a boat.
Yeah. I can't figure out.
This is just a sunken one.
I can't figure out who the billionaire is.
Yeah, who knows? There's a lot of
them. They just say well-known billionaire.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Anyway.
All right, well, that's on the horizon. The announcement should come in the next few days if it's going to happen in 2 weeks.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's BJ and James.
BJ and James.
Just a reminder, tomorrow morning we're going to sneak in there, Parker. Sneak in there with 200 BJ, Jamie tote bags.
I think it's 150.
Yeah, it's 150.
Give them away.
It's 150.
Then boom, we're out of there. 150 bags.
150.
Coming your way.
Yeah. Where'd you get the other 50?
I don't know.
Hopes and prayers.
Yeah.
We'll be there. Be on your toes. There you go.
All right.
Just be on your toes, Parker.
Yeah.
We'll announce it tomorrow morning. All right, what's going on with these babies?
Okay,
what are we doing
so
with
it's this new thing sweeping the nation. I mean the nation. And it's called carnivore babies. Carnivore babies, yeah. And it's where parents, even with kids that don't have any teeth at all, they slice off meat. Steak, and they just let the baby suck on it to get all the nutrients out of the meat. And now these kids are like chewing on bones. And it is just so bizarre to see these little bitty babies with gigantic bones and everything. So, and they even give them sticks of butter.
How young are we talking?
Well, I don't remember when you get your teeth, but they don't
even
have their
teeth. As early as 6 months.
Yeah, they don't even have their teeth.
Yeah,
they
just meat, I would think it could choke.
Yeah, but no, but that's the thing. They don't swallow it. They don't try and attempt to swallow it.
But what if they did? It's in their mouth.
No, it's just a big, huge strip, the way they gave it to them.
Like on a stick?
What kind of, but and they just suck on it. But it's just so bizarre. And did you hear what I said? They give them a full stick of butter? Full stick of butter to walk around with a baby, a toddler.
I mean, I'm pretty sure if I gave little Debbie, because I give her when I'm making her like waffles in the morning, she likes butter on her waffles, but she asks for slivers, like entire pieces of butter to eat before she gets a waffle. And I'm breaking her off.
But you would never give her a stick of butter to walk around
with. No, but if I would, she would totally eat it all.
Well, right, but she'd also eat a box of candy or a big, But I mean, these parents are giving this kid a stick of butter to walk around with.
Here's the story.
Humans are omnivores, not carnivores. So you don't want to do anything extreme. I mean, this is really a social media fad. And, these are babies. These are infants we're talking about. An adult can choose to be on a fad diet, but a baby cannot. Children need glucose.
This lady is against meat, period.
Well, she's not. No, she just is meaning that she wants them to have fruits and vegetables and all kinds of things, not just meat.
It's not well-rounded nutrition-wise.
Because it really is a fad right now.
Humans are omnivores, not carnivores. So you don't want to do anything extreme. I mean, this is really a social media fad. And, these are babies. These are infants we're talking about. An adult can choose to be on a fad diet, but a baby cannot. Children need glucose. And you don't really get glucose from eating steak and chicken you need carbohydrate sources. That's why we give breast milk, and then we switch to formula. To only eat meats or eggs, things like that, it's too much protein for infants' kidneys, but it could be all about balance. You can give some meat, and you can give some, you know, some cereal or some rice, mm-hmm. and some pieces of bread when the baby's a little bit older, you know, different things, and fruit and fiber, absolutely. Grains are great, beans, but not only meat.
So wait
meat.
A minute. So there's people out there with babies, infants, that have chosen to give them nothing but meat?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. I didn't even think about the kidney, the kidneys, that's and weird. The fact that they also don't have any fiber, so they can't poop. Isn't that crazy?
I've never heard of something like this.
It's sweeping the nation. It's a whole trend right now.
Well, you're an idiot if you're doing that.
And then, like, you one are. Lady's like, "Well, I'll sprinkle in a couple of strawberries." And you should see this kid when the kid finally gets strawberries. It's like, "Oh my God, thank you."
This is like child abuse.
It is, in my opinion.
I mean,
yeah.
The only butter. Thing. You take out everything. You take out everything except meat.
They said that they want them to have high protein diets. It's like kind of going back to the caveman or whatever.
Caveman.
But I think the caveman had some berries. Yeah. I feel like they picked some berries, you know. Yeah. And these little kids are just chewing on big, huge bones. And then they, for teething, they don't even have their teeth. What they do for teething is they take the bone marrow broth and they pour it into popsicles. And so they have a popsicle bone marrow. A bone marrow popsicle.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten bone marrow?
No, not intentionally.
They say it's great for you.
They're supposed to be.
Supposed to be.
Yeah.
One of the best foods there is.
And that lady is punching through the marrow. And she got all the stuff out.
Yeah.
And she whips it up with like water and then she freezes it into popsicles.
Ugh. Delicious.
For the baby that's teeth
on. Oh, man. Ugh. This God. Is crazy, though.
I know.
You take away all the other fibers and all this stuff. I mean, I can understand giving them meat or even butter, giving it in a balanced way, you know.
But not a stick.
A stick of butter seems excessive.
To me, a stick of butter is no different than a piece of cake with all that icing.
I don't know.
It's all the same.
I feel like the stick of butter just walking around with it is bizarre.
I just can't believe a parent chose or is choosing to just give their kid nothing but meat. Nothing but meat. That's it.
It's bizarre.
It is weird.
Yeah, it is.
It's child abuse.
It is.
You got to take the kid away.
I can't believe these fads. Like, everybody's like, because this nutritionist, she's the one that started it. She's like, "I've been on only meat and my brain is so much clearer and all this stuff." Well, I went on the all meat diet and they told me, like, literally, it's so bad for your gallbladder.
Yeah.
It's horrible for it. It just all meat.
Right.
And I only ate, I scraped off the top of Chuck E. Cheese pizzas. I literally did. I scraped off the whole top and ate it.
Yeah.
And remember, I was chewing on summer sausage.
Yeah.
That's all I ate was summer sausage. Oh. I mean, I got really skinny, but it's just so bad for you. It's awful.
Yeah,
for
we
you.
Don't need 3-year-olds with bad gallbladders.
Right?
That's just ridiculous.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, no. Oh,
what
no.
Happened?
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Cracker Barrel's taking it in the shorts right now.
What do you mean?
They're on the stock market. I didn't know they were on the market.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I guess they're down a lot. They're down like 12, 15%, down $7 a share. They were only like $57. Now they're down to 50,
and it
keeps dropping. And I guess it's all because of the changes they've made at the restaurants.
Well, they took that poor old man off the logo.
They took the barrel away.
And the barrel.
How can you be Cracker Barrel without your barrel? I mean, that's stupid.
I know, right?
Jeez. And I guess this lady that's the CEO, she's being blamed because I guess she's being considered woke.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what they've done woke. I haven't been to Cracker Barrel, but for some reason, it's in the toilet today. I may have to run up there and get me some biscuits, maybe throw a little gravy on that thing.
We have two of them. What, North Glen? Is that where one is?
Every time we go here to try to distinguish what we have, we never get it right.
Yeah,
I think there's three. I think we decided there's three in the metro. I don't know. Go support them if you can.
Yeah.
And the lady, I guess she's a lesbian, right?
There's two. Yeah, one there's in two. North Glen and one in, where
they
is
just
that?
Opened one.
Where is that? They did?
Yeah, we just opened one.
Oh,
So then that's the new one right there.
I don't know.
It's off of I-70.
What are you doing?
All right, so this lady, she's come out as a lesbian, right?
Well, that's according to the internet. I don't have proof she is. I don't know her.
Yes.
But that's according to the internet. And now they have this big LGBTQ promise or whatever. So
they have a promise.
Yeah, like
what do they promise?
They're promising a full-on alliance with the LGBTQ community, where it's going to be a safe and awesome place to work.
Look, the only promise I want is gravy on that steak, on that steak they do. I want Smothered that. I want That's all I care about is my gravy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and you know, I don't understand why it's plummeting so fast this morning.
Because they took the barrel off. According to you guys.
That's a staple.
And who at some point in their life decided that this is a stock I need to get on?
Oh, here's their
Cracker Barrel.
Here's their opening statement on their website. Everyone feels at home, culture, belonging, and inclusion at Cracker Barrel.
Okay. Just give me my gravy. That's all I ask. That's all I ask, my gravy. And I love lesbians, so I don't have a problem with it. I might be there later on today.
Oh, my God.
Is it amazing, though, how things spread so fast and can go in whatever direction so quickly and just either make a stock go whoom out the roof, or it just plummets the next day. It's amazing to me.
Let's see here. It says discrimination, overt or through unconscious bias, has no place at Cracker Barrel Old Country Store.
Well, I agree with that.
So isn't that just kind of a given?
Well, I've never gone in there bias.
Well, I know, but isn't it just kind of a, like, what's been happening at Cracker Barrel?
I don't know.
I haven't seen anything in the news, though.
Like, what's been going on?
What are they selling up there? Are they selling something that...
I don't know.
Maybe they're selling Trump gear or something.
Something's gone wrong. I don't know what's happened.
Lord. It's crazy, though. I can't believe how much they've just captivated the news.
I know. It's
in the
really
last 24 hours.
Yeah. Oh, well.
And we mentioned, if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, we mentioned the changes are coming at Cracker Barrel. Thought nothing about it. There's a new store opening here. We mentioned that. Blah, blah, blah. And we moved on. And now this morning, it's like all hell broke loose.
I know.
Cracker Barrel.
They're calling it the new Bud Light.
Just give us the barrel back.
I did see that.
That's all we had. And the old man in the rocking chair.
I don't get it. Whatever.
He's off the logo now.
I mean, but the thing is, I wasn't even mad about anything until everybody told me I was supposed to be mad.
Now they gave you a reason.
Now Jamie's boycotting.
Yeah, now I'm mad.
Yeah.
I don't know what about.
DJ and Jamie.
DJ Jamie Morning Show right here on a Thursday. Going to be super hot today. In fact, heat. Heat warning, in fact. Some of the schools are letting out early, the ones that don't have AC. Here's what I don't understand. Why is it only Denver schools don't have AC, but everybody else does?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get that.
I guess the budget or something.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That makes no sense to me. You would think those schools were probably here before the other schools, and they would have air conditioning.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Letting the kids out early. Some of the kids don't even have to go today. It's excessive heat. Excessive. We're talking 98 degrees.
We could break
today.
Some records.
Could.
Yeah.
I think 99 is the record. And we're at 98, so let's see what happens here. But the cool off for the weekend comes too.
It's supposed to be freezing. We're supposed to get snow on Saturday.
Yeah. No, we're not.
We're not 30 degrees. Snow.
I will say the high's only supposed to be about 72, though. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's going to feel nice.
Fall, y'all.
Yeah, it's fall,
right?
y'all.
Going to be fall, y'all. Before you know it, you're going to start seeing those postings.
Yep.
And college football starts this weekend, too.
Oh, good.
I'm very excited.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I can't wait.
Broncos, you're going to play their starters this week.
Yeah?
Yep, that's what I hear.
It's about time.
Bo Nix and the crew, they're going to play. Now, they haven't really played at all, but this week, since it's the last tune-up game, you're going to see a lot of starters in the NFL on the field.
You know what Carson told me off the air?
What's that?
He told me the Shador got cut.
Listen, the rumor is out there that he is being released by the Browns.
You said he got cut.
No, that's not what you said.
You said
you're
he
changing
got cut.
It now.
Yeah.
What? You said you read
it
he was cut.
It was on my Instagram yesterday, and
well,
it
that's
said,
what you said
headlines on breaking news, Shador Sanders being released. cut yeah. from the team.
Well, we've all heard the rumor, but that's not what you said.
No, you said that he was cut yesterday. Yeah. You said, I saw where he was cut yesterday.
I did see it.
But that's not happened yet.
Could is different than than cut.
I've been saying could for the last week.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah. I mean, the writing was on the wall when they named that other quarterback. I forget who it was. But when they named, but Stewart's in trouble. He's going to be a free agent. He's got to land somewhere. Yeah. Bring him here.
What if he starts playing Canada ball? Wouldn't that be so sad?
I it would be depressing, yes. Like,
I don't know if his style fits Canada.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, going up there with that entourage he has, with a boombox on their shoulder, making that entrance into a Canadian, you know, football league. I don't know.
Arena football now.
Did you guys hear this, that they might move the Super Bowl to Europe for 1 year?
Well, I heard that Europe wants them to.
Yeah.
I didn't hear the NFL.
They're going to get a European team, and then they'll get the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I think they need a European team. I think they need to get somebody over to Great Britain or somebody to have a team.
But that, I don't think the Super Bowl belongs there for one season at all.
Why?
Because it's America.
I mean, I think it would fit over there.
No.
It's like a national holiday.
It is a holiday.
Yeah
but we watch it on TV. No, how many of us get to go? Nobody.
No, they don't get
the same. It would feel the same.
They don't get
the
same.
It would feel the same. Yes, it would.
No, it wouldn't. They don't be, oh my God, they get all football. Nothing would feel the same about it.
They bring out soccer goals instead of field goals.
Oh my God, can the two of you settle down?
No, it's just, it's America.
Usually it's me.
The Super Bowl is America. Football. That's it. They got all their own crap.
They'd be drinking tea. We want to drink beer.
Yeah. My God. They'll have Guinness. Who wants that crap? No, the Super Bowl only belongs in the United States of America. The end. Okay.
London wants it. They put up a proposal saying, hey, can you move it over here if we get a team?
Nope.
That's what they did
and
yesterday.
The answer is no.
I don't have a problem with it.
Well, I don't care. I do.
Okay.
It's our thing.
It is our thing. It is. It's like a national holiday. I agree with you.
Yes.
In fact, we've even said we should make it
But it's
holiday.
Not a national holiday.
But it feels like it is.
It basically is.
I know it's not, dummy.
No, you said it's a national holiday. It's not.
For me, internally, it is.
Okay.
It is. It
but
is.
It's not. We can argue all day. It's either that or I play Pink Pony Club. What do you want?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.